Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. For Thursday, October the 29th, 2020, glad to have you here on the Steve Gerber Show. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in Philadelphia, the streets are smoldering as those riots continued for 2 days. The city of brotherly love in the wake of a police killing of a 27-year-old man who came after officers with a knife, but the governor doesn't seem to care much about 36 officers injured in all of it. Number two, big tech titans, including Twitter, defending blatant censorship of the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Biden family corruption story. Just a handful of days left before the election, Jack Dorsey got nailed to the wall by senators. We'll talk about that. And number three, the worst poll of the entire year. This is really something. The worst poll of the entire year pushed out of the sewer by ABC News, Washington Post, and Wisconsin. I mean, it's one thing to look at a poll and say, okay, you know, it's a little bit of an outlier. This one says that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are winning Wisconsin by 17 points. Nobody believes that. Nobody believes that. Prior to this 17-point bombshell, the average in Wisconsin was about 5 points, the aggregate of polls with Biden and Harris leading there. The reason that's important is this. In 2016, the aggregate of polls showed Biden and Harris winning by 6.5 points. They, of course, lost Wisconsin by 7/10 of a point. So Donald Trump overperformed in Wisconsin by 7.2, right? It's important. The 17-point outlier, ridiculous, absurd poll would have you believe that somehow now they're beyond that overperformance of Trump. It's not true. It's not accurate. The president back on the campaign trail today, I believe, is in Tampa today. And Joe Biden's actually going to come out of the cave and go to Tampa as well. He'll answer no questions, of course. He never does. The media has done no job at all in vetting this candidate. The media's job is to vet the candidate. They're absolutely silent on Hunter Biden. Absolutely silent. Now, let me talk to you a bit about the polls. Because the polling numbers would, you know, have you believe that this race is over. My friends, it's just not the case. It's just not the case. Let me give you some examples. Because I talk to people, they say, man, things look tough. Things look tough in 2016 too, didn't they? Well, they're tougher today. Well, they're trying a lot harder today. They thought Hillary was a shoe-in. They thought they had a lock. They're trying a lot harder today to tell you that Joe Biden has this thing all wrapped up. They being the media, they being the national media companies, big tech, and all of them. I mean, can you imagine if ABC News, NBC, CBS, any of those outlets actually did their job and covered the Hunter Biden corruption allegations? If they actually did that, we might get somewhere. The fact of the matter is they're not doing their job. Now, that's not to say that everything that we have been hearing from other news outlets is accurate, but I can tell you this. The Hunter Biden story is a story, a big story that should be covered and evaluated and looked at from different sides. What about these emails? What about these text messages? Mr. Vice President, did you meet with Mr. Bobulinski? And what was the purpose of that meeting? Please clear it up for us. None of those things have happened. But the way these things trickle out, people have figured it out. Here's something that's happened today. In 3 of the last 5 days, the Rasmussen daily tracking poll of the president for approval ratings has hit 52%. It hasn't done that very often. In fact, it's been quite rare. It happened one time in September. And then you got to go all the way back, I believe, until May to find any period of time when the president got to 52% approval. It's happened 3 out of the last 5 days. The reason that's important is because it shows a trend upward in his positive response from likely voters. It is being suppressed itself by Real Clear Politics and others because other polls come out from CNN and others say, no, his approval rating is 42%. And they have all these polls to keep his numbers dragged down. The only advice I have for you is this. Make sure you vote. Make sure you take somebody with you to vote. In order to believe what they're telling you, that Joe Biden has a 10-point lead nationally, that he's winning by 17 in Wisconsin, you would have to believe there's been a wholesale abandonment of President Trump by the people that voted for him in 2016. That has not happened. It would have to be a wholesale stampede of people leaving this president. That has not happened. In fact, according to the IBD tip poll, which still is one of the most accurate out there, has the president at 46.5% right now, and Joe Biden 4 points ahead. The point being is this. 46.5% is just a touch higher than the vote total he got in 2016. That rings true. The idea that he'll only attract 42% of the vote or 43%, it's absolute garbage. I've been to the rallies. I've seen it with my own eyes. You've seen it as well. You may not see it on the CBS Evening News, but you see it in yard signs, and you see it in parades, and you see it in person and people you talk to. I don't know of anybody that voted for him in 16 that won in 2020. Now, new poll in Michigan shows Joe Biden winning by 10 points. I sent a note to the guy, to Mitchell Research, and I said, that's just not accurate. I'll take that bet. Want to bet dinner on it? He goes, well, I don't know what to tell you. He's not doing well with women. Okay, maybe that's true. But he's picking up steam with blacks and Hispanics. That we also know is true. How well do you poll in those communities? How good is your polling in the Hispanic community where they don't speak English? How good is it? South Florida, Miami-Dade County. Joe Biden's winning by a mile. 21 points, we're told. The problem is Hillary Clinton won it by 30%. So here's the point there. That's 86,000 votes more for the president just in that county, in a state that he won by 112,000 votes. If Joe Biden only gets 21% of the Hispanic vote, if Joe Biden only carries Miami-Dade County by 21 points, he loses Florida badly. And as Florida goes, so goes Georgia. The real question now is North Carolina, where the Supreme Court yesterday let stand a North Carolina exception to allow counting of votes 9 days after the election. It will get challenged again. It won't stand. Don't you worry. It won't stand yet. All right. So coming up on the program today, the point being is this. Vote, take a friend. It is, I believe, the most important election of our lifetimes, maybe ever. The country's going to decide whether Donald Trump is so bad that we're going to pick socialists. I guess that's what the Democrats want you to believe. Donald Trump's a bad man. Therefore, we must all be communists. And we must shackle those that have business and destroy our economy and get rid of energy and sit in the dark with candles and have abortions up to the moment of birth, maybe after. These are the things we must do because we don't like Donald Trump. Give me a break. Oh, and by the way, turn your guns in as well. On the program today, Eric Trump will be here. John James will be here. Huge show tomorrow. Devin Nunes will be here. Devin Nunes is going to spend the better part of an hour with us here on the program tomorrow, talking about the Hunter Biden scandals, what's going on in Michigan. And we might have a special surprise for you as well tomorrow. We're working on that. Special surprise for you. It could be a big day tomorrow. 14 after on a Thursday. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.